Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's an Odyssey check-in with your morning mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
We're so excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together, everybody, for Dixie. How you?
Good. How are you?
We are so great. How are you? You got the tour. Album's released today. So much going on in life right now.
Yes, a lot. Doesn't feel real, but like I'm excited it's all happening. I'm so nervous.
Oh, you're totally fine. I know it's like it's a big build-up moment for you because this is the album, right? This is the moment.
I'll never have a first album again.
But doesn't it feel like, do you feel like a sense of relief now that it's like, all right, I did all the work, it's out?
Yes.
That was a slow yes.
But I feel like there's so much more like to come that it's never like gonna be, oh, I can chill and just like sleep forever now. So
right.
I'm like excited. I'm so excited for tour. I feel like that's like gonna be the best part of all of this.
Hey, so I got an industry friend that mm-hmm. I think we share. Mm-hmm. Logan from Big Time Rush. So Logan, I hit him up yesterday. I'm like, Logan, what's going on, my guy? And I tell him that you're gonna be on with us today, or we're gonna interview you today. And I was like, hey, we're interviewing Dixie. And you have any questions for us?
Oh, no.
Are you ready for Logan's question?
Yes.
He says, I'm curious, how scared is Dixie being on tour with us? We live in one big joke all the time. I don't know what that means, in one big joke all the time. I don't know if that's some. Yeah, super excited she's on tour with us, though.
I'm so excited. They are like the nicest people I've ever met, so funny, and just like they're very including of me and not like, oh
nice.
You're opening and we're like Big Time Rush. Not at all. They're so sweet and just really funny. I felt like I had a bunch of older brothers.
Oh, nice.
With them.
I feel like that's the best way to start your first ever tour.
Yeah.
Going out with a bunch of people who feel like you're big brothers.
And like people I'm a fan of. I have only met them. I think I've met them 3 times now, and I'm still very like shy and awkward. So hopefully I can get comfortable throughout the tour.
Yeah.
I like have not been able to hold a conversation. I'm like, hi.
We've all been there.
So how does that work? Does the label call you? Do they call you like, hey, we want you to tour with us? How does that work? And where were you when you got that call? You're going on tour with Big Time Rush.
Well, I met them at Jingle Ball mm-hmm. last year, and I really wanted to meet them. That was like, I try not to ask for pictures like most of the time because I'm just trying to be like, oh yeah, cool, whatever.
And then, yeah.
But when I met them, I was like, when's the next time I'll see them? Like, I don't know. So let me ask for a picture. Asked for a picture. They were super nice. And then the next show that they ended up like being an add-on to because someone couldn't go, they were like, oh, like we want to come say hi and meet Dixie. So I was like, oh my gosh,
when
I'm so scared. So I went in and like met all of them for real and like we talked for a little bit. And then I don't know when it happened, but I was looking to go on tour this summer and somehow it connected.
They were available. Yeah. They were like, hey girl, come tour with us.
I gotta ask, do you have a favorite big brother, Big Time Rush? Come on. You have a favorite Big Time Rusher? Come
no,
on.
I can't.
Dixie, yes you do.
No, I mean, I watched them growing up, but I never really had like, there's like no standout. They're all very sweet and just kind of
They really
similar
are.
Energy.
Big shout out Logan. He's a great guy. He's super excited to tour
so
with you.
We know Joey's favorite.
Yeah. He's really, really cool. The cities. I mean, this tour, a lot of cities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at the list and you're like, I can't wait to visit this city. Are you excited about certain cities on the tour?
Yes. I'm definitely looking forward to the food in each city.
Ooh.
Like,
ooh,
that was the problem with Jingle Ball. I would everything was going so fast, and it was also so cold, I didn't want to go outside. So now being in the summer, I feel like I'll go outside and like actually get some good food and not like random fast food at 3 a.m. I think this will be better. I'm excited to go to Connecticut.
Really?
That's where you're from, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Okay. Hometown.
So I'll have like some people I know there, and I think my elementary school teachers are going, which
Oh,
yeah, that's
not the cuteness. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so like you're going to Connecticut, we're talking about like the food and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're all foodies here, if you couldn't tell. What's like your favorite place or like a recommendation that you have back in Connecticut? Like what's like a spot that you like to go eat?
Any hibachi restaurant.
Oh.
I feel like hibachi isn't the same in like California. It's so good in Connecticut. Oh, I feel like all of them are just so much better. I feel, but no, I love hibachi. It's probably my favorite type of food.
Okay. Or, okay.
Yeah. And preparation of food.
Speaking of back home and stuff, I mean, you and your sister's life changed out of nowhere, just from 1 minute to the next. You were TikTok famous and you had a TV show and like your whole life is out there. Are your friends from back home super proud of you? Are they people you still talk to?
Oh, I still talk to everyone. They don't really see like anything's changed. I feel like they thought it was going to, and then I like hung out with them this past, like these past couple months, and they're like, oh wait, you're so chill and normal. I'm like, yeah, I went to school with you like a year ago. No, they're all so sweet, and just like feel like they're very supportive, but also just kind of see me as me and not really anything else, and like they just ask me questions and I love answering. They're like, right. Oh, so what do you do here? And like, what happens? Is this true? And I'm like, I don't know.
Do they ever listen to your music, like a little sneak peek of it before anyone else?
My best friend does, but I don't really like, well, I was very nervous to share things.
I totally feel you there. I feel like it's nice to have those people back home because they do kind of help keep you grounded in these moments where you might feel real nervous. But that's something like, it's our first time meeting. And one thing I instantly love about you is just how open you are with this. Like, we all feel nervous. We all get this way, but normally we don't talk about it. So is there a few things or something in particular that you try to do or remind yourself of when you are nervous to kind of help calm you down a bit?
I've not gotten there yet. Okay. I think the thing I say the most every day is like, I'm so scared or I'm so nervous. And I'm usually like really not, but I think I just say it to say something. But I was a little nervous coming
in. You know what you do on your rider? You request hibachi. That has to travel with you everywhere you go. So you have hibachi every time. You know what I mean?
That'll calm the nerves.
We were talking about riders and stuff, and I'm just like, I don't really know what's on mine. I think mine's just like cheese and
yes.
Girl work.
Yeah, I love
cheese. You better
caffeine.
Slay.
I don't know. But
the two major food groups of life.
Yes. I know. I mean, I can't eat like before I perform. That's so scary. Like, oh my gosh. I get so nervous, and I also drink like so much caffeine that I don't get hungry before the performance.
Okay. So then I want to share something with you that I found to be really helpful, if you don't mind.
Yes.
So please. I saw an interview about Olympians, mm-hmm. and something that they always do is they say, I'm excited, not nervous. Because if you think about the way that your body reacts to excitement, it's very similar to how it reacts to nervousness. Mm-hmm. So it's like a brain hack to try to reframe. It's like, yes, I'm nervous, but because I'm just so excited to be here.
I know.
Try it. Say it out loud. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dixie.
I'm so
say it out.
Excited. I sound like terrified when I say that.
It's okay. Were you excited? I mean, I also wanted to congratulate you on your big win at the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Thanks.
Yeah. Was it exciting to know that you guys got acknowledged, you and the family, for your show?
It was so cool. I mean, it was like weird because last year at the show, we were showing like the trailer for the show. And now coming back and winning an award was so cool. But I was nervous because I was wearing heels and a strapless dress. So I was like walking like a penguin up to the stage. And then the second we won and got off, I took my heels off. Like I couldn't.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, nobody should. It's torture for the feet. Yeah.
So album dropped today.
Yes.
Liking it. I have many children. And I like to, any parents, you just bond with one child a little bit more.
I said it. Not your parents.
Parents know
DC,
what I'm talking
yours.
About. Hi, Gia Bella. Daddy loves you. Do you have a favorite song on your album?
I don't know. I can't pick. Like
you got to pick your favorite child. You got to do it.
Or the one you're most excited to perform, at least.
Okay. Most excited to perform... Probably Bye to You. I that was kind of like the underdog for me. And then once I started like rehearsing, I was like, wait, this is really fun. And that's what happened like with Jingle Ball and The Real Thing. I thought it was a very chill song, and it was like the hardest and most fun to perform. And it's kind of the same thing with Bye to You.
Who are you saying bye to in Bye to You?
Up to your imagination.
Oh. That's the perfect day. She's been trained. We love that.
I said from the beginning that nothing, like, I've had 18 years of life without social media, no one knowing anything about what's going on, and nothing in the album is like an attack or something at anyone in my life right now. So I just made that clear. It's just fun,
no,
and songs I love and stories, and yeah.
Love that. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we're very excited for you to be here. Excited everything that's going on with you. It's an amazing thing when I'm just looking at everything that's going on with you, with the TikTok, with the Instagram, with the tour, album drop. Like, my God.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
It's exciting. It's exciting, right?
It's very exciting.
Say it out loud.
Exciting.
I almost believed you right there. That was it. All right, well, thank you again, hanging out with The Morning Mess.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Odyssey check-in. The Morning Mess with Dixie, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.